What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome people. This is Laura Bennett, and welcome back to Procrastination Punisher, your daily dose of fired-up hacks to get things done. Today, we're diving headfirst into something that can make or break your entire productivity game. Creating a schedule that actually works for you. Ever feel like those pre-made schedules you see online are just too rigid? Like they were designed by robots who don't understand the joys of spontaneous dance breaks or last-minute coffee runs? Well, guess what? I get it. And today, we are ditching those cookie-cutter plans and crafting a schedule that's as unique and awesome as you are. Now, let me tell you something. Creating a schedule that sticks isn't about becoming a dictator of your own life, forcing yourself into some rigid routine. It's about being intentional with your time, setting yourself up for success, and giving yourself the structure you need to crush your goals. So, what are our 5 key takeaways for crafting a schedule that actually works? Buckle up, because we are about to unlock the secrets. First things first, know thyself. I mean, really know yourself. What are your peak productivity hours? Are you a morning person who's ready to conquer the world before the sun even thinks about rising, or are you a night owl who shines brightest under the moonlight? Figure out when your energy levels are highest and schedule your most challenging tasks for those times. Next up, prioritize like a boss. We all have a million things vying for our attention, but let's be real, some things are way more important than others. Make a list of everything you need to get done, then rank them based on importance and urgency. This will help you focus your energy on what truly matters and avoid getting bogged down in the less essential stuff. Embrace the power of time blocking. This is where we take our schedule from wishful thinking to concrete action plan. Break your day into chunks of time dedicated to specific tasks or activities. For example, you could block off 9-11 a.m. for focused work on that big project, 11-12 p.m. for emails and admin tasks, and so on. This helps create a sense of structure and keeps you accountable to your goals. Don't forget the magic of breaks. Seriously, folks. Our brains need time to recharge just like our phones do. Schedule regular breaks throughout the day to step away from your work, stretch your legs, grab a cup of coffee, or simply clear your head. This will help you stay focused and prevent burnout in the long run. Finally, remember that flexibility is key. Life happens. Things come up, plans change, and sometimes you just need to roll with the punches. Don't be afraid to adjust your schedule as needed. The goal isn't to become a slave to a rigid timetable, but to create a framework that supports your well-being and productivity. Okay, let's bring this all to life with a real-world example. Imagine you're Sarah, a freelance writer who's been struggling to juggle multiple projects and keep up with her workload. She feels overwhelmed and constantly falling behind. She decides to implement these tips and create a schedule that works for her. Sarah identifies her peak productivity hours as mornings, so she blocks off those time slots for writing. She prioritizes her most demanding projects and breaks them down into smaller, more manageable tasks. During the day, she schedules short breaks for stretching, walks, and quick coffee runs. And because things can get unpredictable with freelance work, Sarah keeps her schedule flexible, allowing room for unexpected client requests or urgent deadlines. The result? Sarah feels more in control, less stress, and actually starts making progress on her projects. She's rediscovering the joy of writing and feeling proud of what she's accomplishing. Remember, folks, creating a schedule that works isn't about becoming some super organized robot, it's about finding what works best for you. Be intentional with your time, listen to your body, and don't be afraid to experiment until you find the sweet spot. Ready to take charge of your day? Share this episode with a friend who could use a scheduling boost. And leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform, it would mean the world to us. Keep crushing those goals, and we'll catch you tomorrow for another fired up dose of procrastination punishment.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.